Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Trundle Bed Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder, historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utah, the host and creator of Trundle Bed Tales. Find us all around the web under Trundle Bed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on a podcast system, please leave positive feedback because that helps people find the show. And with that, we are going to do just a little bit of housekeeping. Now, if you haven't been listening to the podcast before, I try every month to do a special episode where I talk about what's going on in Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom this month, and that is indeed what this episode is for April and May. If you want to be part of the show, you can call in at 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253. Or toll-free 1-877-633-9389. That's 1-877-633-9389. And with that, I guess I should say also that my YouTube channel, it has just been an extremely busy couple of months for me. And I have not gotten any of my videos finished, but I'm hopeful that in May I'll be able to do an episode every week again. I also haven't done much in the way of the podcast episodes this month. The last one that I had was all content, was about New Orleans, and hopefully there will be another travel time in the coming month. And my big program is going to be looking ahead in Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom for 2023. And I finally have enough that I think it's fair to announce. There's probably going to be some more things announced after I publish it, but I will hopefully be able to keep it current after that. And I also then send out, usually about the time I do this episode, a blog post that has all of the things for that month listed. And I think that gets us back to the regular episode. Well, now I should start out saying that this started out to be the April update, but considering it's now the 20th, I decided to go ahead and do it April and May. And I did have one Laura Ingalls Wilder speaking engagement at the beginning of the month. And if you're interested in having me come, I have a section called Booking a Program on my blog, and I will direct you there. And if you have a question, you can email it to me. I did have one email come in that got lost in the shuffle. And so if you emailed me and haven't gotten a response, please try again. Let's see. And my program for this month was the last one that I had that was rescheduled that had been canceled in 2020. And on April 4th, I talked to the Amboy Grange in Kellogg, and they wanted me to present as myself instead of as Laura, which is fun to do because I can say things as Sarah that Laura wouldn't tell you. And I know things as Sarah that Laura wouldn't know. So I think it's fun to do the program that way. All right. Right now, I do not have any programs scheduled for the rest of the month or for May, but I'm still getting questions, so hopefully we'll get it settled. All right. Pepin, Wisconsin has home at Laura's Place. This is a relatively new event they've started where they do 2 days a week during summer season where they have reenactors come in and live in the log cabin, so you can see how the everyday life would have worked roughly for the Ingalls family. They also dress up the cabin with furniture, and that is not something that is there on a regular basis. I haven't been back up since they started doing this, so I'm not sure how much they leave in the cabin between times, and I really hope I can get up there soon. It's a cooperative activity of the Laura Ingalls Wilder Memorial Society, the Laura Ingalls Wilder Days Committee, and the Austin Tea Party Players. Burr Oak is having a fundraiser in May. May 7th is Laura's Sack Lunch Drive-Thru Meal. So if you live anywhere near Burr Oak in Winneshiek County, it is probably worth driving by. It's going to include an open house on their brand new school building with live music, presentations by their Little Miss Lauras, and refreshments. And the Burr Oak Little Miss Lauras are more hands-on with an actual job than the Little Miss Lauras and other sites. They serve as the ambassador of the museum throughout the year, so they actually have programs, and it should be interesting. In DeSmet, the Ingalls Homestead starts opening for tours on May 1st. They aren't holding regular hours until the end of May, but if you go there and they have a school tour scheduled that day, they will usually also let you tour. Calling ahead is the wise move. And as always, the Ingalls Homestead is just a great place to visit. The Memorial Society in DeSmet is already open. They're open on reduced hours over the winter. Spring Valley is having their annual Spring Cleaning Day on May 6th. Malone Burke, New York's first opening day for the season is May 27th. In fact, for most of these things, it's a fair guess that they're opening on May 27th, which is Memorial Day weekend. The big event for this year is, or for this month, is the Missouri Cherry Blossom Festival in Marshall, Missouri. It is organized by the director of the Mansfield Museum, and they have done a lot of stuff working with the museum and also with cast members. And it's just this incredible thing you cannot believe is in this tiny little Missouri town. They have relatives of politicians. Sometimes they have like the First Lady. They have authors. They have people from classic TV shows. It's just, it's sort of a wow. You can't believe that who they get to come speak for this. It's still on my to-do list to visit, but sadly, I will not make it this year. Although I think Cindy Wilson, who wrote The Beautiful Snow, will be. And usually there's some Little House cast members, but I'm not sure if I have a list of those or not. But it's a great festival, whether or not they're there. There's three cast reunions at non-homesite towns of more than three cast members. I don't put everybody's on there. That really isn't the purpose of this, but if there's at least, if it's at a homesite town or museum, or if it's one that there's at least three cast members, they get on the list. There was one in April in Macon, Missouri, which sadly Allison Ingram got sick at that one. There's going to be one in Bloomfield, Iowa, which is in the center of the state at the Midwest Antique Festival and Flea Market. And also, and this is the one I'm actually going to go to, is in Hannibal, Missouri. Hannibal is, of course, where Mark Twain is from and where Tom Sawyer lived. And it's great, lots of things to see and do for that. But they're going to have a riverboat dinner cruise aboard the Mark Twain riverboat, which I think is going to be awesome. And you've got cast and you've got a boat ride. I'm all in. So that will be May 14th, which is also Mother's Day, which is unfortunate. But there you go. According to the latest Nelly newsletter, on May 12th, Dean Butler will join the Little House cast and crew to gratefully honor Michael Landon and the Little House producer Kent McCrae at the Autry Museum of the American West in Burbank, California. I tried to follow up on the museum's website to find a listing for the event, and I could not find it. I'm not sure if that means that, but I'm assuming that Nelly has it right and there was something going on the 12th. If you are near Burbank, California, give them a call and ask. And the Laura Ingalls Wilder Legacy and Research Association is continuing with their online event. I'm sorry. Picking up, they have another one of their online events, which is going to be Sunday, April 23rd, which is this Sunday. And they're going to have representatives from the home sites do a home site preview, which I'm kind of pleased about because I started a column back when the Homesteader was a publication called Homesite Happenings. And the Legacy and Research Association has continued on with that in their newsletters, and this is in the same spirit. And I also want to mention, goodness gracious, I also want to mention that there are several job listings available. There is a director position at the Walnut Grove Museum. There is a home site gift store manager in Pepin. And I think there was something in DeSmet. So if, and there's always jobs looking for people to do the tour guide stuff. So if you are interested in spending a summer in a home site town, this is a great opportunity to do that and be paid for it. And hopefully, especially the director position, they'll find somebody good. And I really hope they do. And with that, that is the end of my updates for this month. Watch for this in my blog, and hopefully you will hear from me soon. Remember to leave likes and positive feedback and wherever you get your podcast from, and to brighten the corner where you are. Thank you.